Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of The Tool Shed. I'm Austin Bechtold, alongside Ethan Morrison and also Nick Hedrick, joined by very special guest, Mr. A.J. Brahma. A.J., thanks for joining us today.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We want to first start with just a couple questions about how you got your start in basketball. When did you first start, and when did you just start to get a love for the game?
Well, you know, I grew up playing soccer, you know, because my dad, you know, when he was young, he always played soccer. So I grew up playing soccer, and, you know, I started to get tall around, like, the seventh grade. I grew from 5'6 to 5'10, so I just started, you know, just playing on, like, the playground and stuff like that. And I decided to take it serious when I was a sophomore in high school. You know, I started to take it serious, and then my junior year, I ended up winning, like, the MVP of the conference and first team. So I started, you know, gaining confidence, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do something special with it. So I kept it going, for sure.
Did you play any other sports? Like, one thing I would think of with your size, did you play any football at all?
Nah, just out of curiosity? My dad didn't let me play football. It's too dangerous. So he was like, nah, just stick to either soccer or basketball. So,
was your dad a key role model in your life? Did you have any other role models?
Absolutely.
Anybody that especially stood out?
I mean, my parents for sure. You know, my parents did a great job of raising me, and they just made me into the man that I am today. So I thank them for that.
So I know you played soccer. You also played basketball, and you got really serious with basketball in your junior year. But, like, when was the point where you thought, like, I'm going to take this to the next level, I can actually play collegiately?
I'll say it was, like, my senior year. Mm-hmm. My junior year, I was still like, I don't know if I'm that good, you know what I'm saying? But my senior year, you know, I kind of stepped it up big time, and you know, I was like, yeah, let me try to get to the next level. So I ended up going junior college because I still needed, like, a lot of improvement. So I went to, you know, Sheridan out in Wyoming. I did 2 years there, and I came to Robert Morris. Mm-hmm. So that's how it happened, yeah.
Did anything stood out with you going to Sheridan? Like, was that the only JUCO that was looking at you, or
did
you choose? Or, like, what stood out to you and made you choose to go to Sheridan?
I say the coaches, you know. The coaches is huge. I felt like, you know, Coach Matt Hammer at the time, you know, me and him had a great relationship. But also the assistant coach at the time, Tom Parks, you know, me and him grew, like, a great, great bond, and I felt comfortable there. So it's a beautiful school. Beautiful people out there, so it was a good decision for sure. Yeah.
What are some of your favorite moments from being at Sheridan? Anything stuck out there? What did you especially work on there to be able to get to Robert Morris?
I pretty much just worked on dunking over there. You know, just dunking. Yeah, I just wanted to dunk over there. I didn't really care about the, you know, the jump shot, or I just wanted to get dunks and just catch lobs. But my time there was amazing. You know, like, I met a lot of great people. We were able to, you know, make the rankings. My first year, we were ranked, like, 15. My second year, we were ranked 5 in, like, the nation. So it was fun, man. It was a great team, and I enjoyed myself over there for sure.
Well, this probably already answered my follow-up, but did you ever get in any dunk contests? I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, in high school, I got in about 3 of them. Sheridan, nah, I didn't get no dunk contest in Sheridan. And then Robert Morris last year for the Meet the Colonials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Miss Morph.
Yes.
Yeah.
We always, me and Ethan.
Yeah. We see her on Twitter all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, we're like, so what kind of impact did Miss Morph have on you at Sheridan?
She's just she's always been there since day one, always supporting, always showing love. And it's just beautiful to see her, you know, still supporting us, you know what I'm saying? Not just me, but, you know, Adam Alita at Northern Kentucky, Sean Sutherland at New Hampshire. Like, she's just supporting, you know? So I truly appreciate her, and just God bless her, for sure.
So what really made you choose to come here to Robert Morris?
Robert Morris, you know, the same thing, like, with Sheridan, like, the coaches. Like, I felt like I had a great bond with the coaches, you know, like, they kept it real with me. And also, like, coming out of junior college, it's like I only had 2 years to play. So I had to pick, a school where we had a chance to, you know, win a conference championship, but also, like, a place where I will, you know, get some playing time, because with only 2 years to play, you have to, you know, make the right decision. So I feel like this was a good opportunity for me. And last year, you know, we ended up winning, like, the championship. So I feel like it was a good decision for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, what was your first season like with the Colonials? I mean, what was your first impression on the staff and your teammates?
I mean, it was great, you know. You talking about last year?
Yeah,
right?
Last year. Yeah.
Oh yeah, last year was a good team. We were very competitive last year. Talking about in practice, it was very fun. We were very competitive. We went after it. You know, like, it was just a just an overall, like, a good season because we started off slow, but we ended up, you know, winning. So that's all, you know. Like, it was a good season for sure.
What did the seniors mean on that team, like McEwen and Yanis Mendy and Josh Williams, just be able to get that team to where it needed to be?
Right. I mean, it's just leadership, you know what I'm saying? Josh, you know, a great leader. Great leader. Like, you know, he taught me so much about leading that I'm still working on. But Josh is a great leader. Yanis is another one, a great leader. You know, he leads by example, and so does Savion. So it was great to have him last year for sure.
When did you feel like you had a solidified role in that rotation last year?
Last year? I mean, like in the summer, because I kind of felt like, you know, coming in, you know, as a JUCO player, you have Charles Bain, and Charles Bain been there for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, oh, Lord, I got to go against Charles. Like, I got to step up my game. So it was like, you know, just coming in and competing against Charles and Yanis every day. Like, I knew that I had to compete at, like, a high level. So it was very competitive and just fun. But, yeah, you know, like, I didn't really care too much about playing and stuff like that. I just wanted to win, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm big on winning. So it was just fun. It was just fun overall.
Where did you get the nickname of the Bull? We're really curious.
That actually started my senior year in high school. The announcer, which was actually my teacher, but I forgot his name, but he was my teacher, but he also announced, like, the starting lineup and stuff, and he just, out of nowhere, just one day, AJ, the Brahma Bull, and it just stuck. And then I came here without claiming that name, and I think Coach Tool just came up with it again.
It just stuck.
Wow. Yeah. So Coach Tool didn't even know that I had that name, but he started calling me the Brahma Bull. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to rock with it. Yeah. It's cool.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
I mean, you played two of the biggest games at the UPMC events in our last year, the opening game against Pitt, and then obviously the NEC championship game where you guys took home the title.
Yeah.
What was it like playing in those games, and like how did it feel being in that atmosphere?
Well, I'm going to start with Pitt. Pitt, you know, that's an ACC school. The environment was crazy, you know, the support was crazy, but just playing against Pitt, you know, that's a good team, that's a good school, so it was high-level basketball, and it was a great experience, and playing in the NEC Championship, that's something that I would never forget, you know, it was just a beautiful, beautiful memory, you know, just going to war with my brothers and stuff like that, so those are for sure, you know, two memories that will always stick with me for sure,
Yeah, packed house.
Yeah. Packed house.
Fans storming the court.
The energy was crazy, man. Especially in the championship. Like, that was something to remember for sure. Because that year, you know, like, we went through a lot. We went through a lot, and then we started to figure it out later on in the season, and it was just a great year.
So you'd say the team was pretty battle-tested to be able to get to that point.
Battle-tested, for sure.
So you were coming off the bench for most of your first season, and then once the tournament started rolling around, got inserted in the starting lineup, never looked back. What was that like?
I mean, like I said, like, I just want to do whatever it takes to win. You know what I'm saying? If that's, like, whatever. I mean, if that's coming off the bench, coach feels like me coming off the bench is best for the team, then, you know, then that's what it is. So it's whatever's, you know, for the team, for sure.
Yeah. You had 12 points and 8 rebounds in that NEC championship game. What was it like to win that title and, you know, with all those fans there?
Man, the night before the game, I couldn't sleep, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were so just ready. And it's crazy because that day, like, before the game, like, you could just feel it in the locker room. Everybody was ready to just win. Like, losing was not on our mind. Like, we knew we were going to win that game just because we prepared for it. And also because we were very unselfish. Like no one cared about scoring. It was just making the right basketball play. So I was very confident going into that game. And, you know, it worked out just fine.
All right. I want to take a step back a little bit here. A little bit earlier from the NEC championship game. There was a game against Fairleigh Dickinson that year. It was, I think it's 1 year ago today. You dunked on Bishop, I think his name was. You dunked on him. And I was like right behind the baseline.
Yeah,
and I saw you. And I was like, let's go.
And then I pointed at you.
And the ref teed you up.
Yeah,
I mean,
he teed me up because he thought that I was talking to Bishop.
Right, that's exactly how I saw that one. Yeah. I just thought that moment was just crazy. And, like, you had a lot of highlight reel dunks, like the one in the NEC championship game. You had one against Bryant, a couple this year. I mean, do you take a lot of pride in that kind of explosive offense?
For sure. You know, I'm always in attack mode, you know. I always want to, just dominate my opponent. And, you know, and that play, that was at, like, I actually pointed at you because I seen you stand
up. Yeah.
But I forgot what I did. But I do remember pointing at you, and the ref just teed me up. Like, he thought I was talking to Bishop, and I was confused. But it is what it is.
It's a college basketball moment right
there. That's one of Ethan's proudest moments. Oh, yeah. I remember the lights went out that Fairleigh Dickinson game.
Power went out.
Yeah, I remember.
A lot happened that game.
I was running the replay for that game.
I thought Tool was going to kill a referee that game.
Yeah, that was crazy. The charge on Josh Williams, right? Yeah. I think that's what it was.
That was
a crazy moment. So, unfortunately, a few days later, it was announced. You know, that NEC championship game really was, to a lot of us, the last normal day,
right?
You know, before the pandemic hit.
Right.
And with the pandemic, obviously, there was no March Madness.
Right.
How just tough was that for the team? And, you know, it had to be such a letdown that you weren't able to play.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, you know, because it's hard to get to the tournament, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to get to the March Madness. Every college basketball player's dream is to play in the tournament. So I feel like, you know, that was kind of, you know, like it hurt. But at the same time, it's like, we had no control over it, so we just had to move on. But that was, you know, but it did hurt, though.
Did that kind of give you, like, more fuel to the fire?
Especially to go back. Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But we still got a chance. Next year, you know, so.
So this season, team started off slow. COVID played a major part in that.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like having just the program start and stop, and you're paused again, you're not getting able to be on the court? It was frustrating for us not being able to go to games.
Frustrating because it was like we would work so hard for 2 weeks and try to prepare for the game, and then boom, COVID hits, and now we're done for 10 days. And then we got to come back and get back in shape, and then we're on pause again. So it was frustrating, but, you know, but it wasn't just us going through it, so. You know, my dad just kept telling me that it's not just you going through it. So, you know, just keep being strong. But it was frustrating for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You entered a leadership role coming into this year. You were, like, the main rock of the offense. How important was that to you, like, being able to take that leadership role?
I mean, you know, like I said, I just try to, you know, play winning basketball, you know, whatever it takes to win, you know, I'm going to do. Whether it's, you know, rebounding, trying to play defense, block shots. Like, you know, it's not just about scoring, but whatever the team needs me to do, you know, I'm going to try to step up and try to, you know, make it happen.
What was it like with no fans? I mean, it's got to be – because, I mean, we play pickup basketball sometimes, right. In normal times.
Calling that basketball is the lowest level of regular
basketball you can find between three guys that are just trying to, you know, hoist up some shots.
Yeah.
What was it like for you guys to play in front of – virtually no one and be able to keep intensity to be able to win the game?
I mean, to, like, in my honest opinion, it felt the same. You know, every time I step foot on the court, it's just, you know, like, I'm just very competitive, you know, I just want to dominate everything. So not having fans out there, like, when I hear the bench, like, it's like I feel like there's fans out there.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I'm yelling, like, I feel like there's people looking and cheering. So it felt the same. Like, I didn't feel any let off, or, you know, like, the energy just felt the same to me.
Yeah, maybe it's because of there hasn't been fans, but when we would go to games, we would just hear how loud and energetic the bench is.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that turned up maybe a little bit this year because of the lack of fans?
Yeah, it had to be. We had to, you know, make our own energy, you know what I'm saying? And Coach will sometimes get mad when we're a little bit too quiet on the bench, you know. Mm-hmm. He'll kind of tell us, like, clap or do something, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the bench, like, helped a lot.
Yeah, we saw that your mid-range shot. You talked a little bit about it with me earlier in the year before the season started. Yeah. But how important was that to, like, add that to your game? We saw you take it a little bit last year, especially towards the end of the year. But how important was that to, like, kind of make that one of the key parts of your game this year?
You know, I always try to add to my game. You know, I don't, like, because, you know, just driving left to the basket, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, the scouting report, like, that's gonna be easy to stop. But can he knock down a 15-footer? You know what I'm saying? So. You know, I'm always just trying to add to the bag. That's it.
Yeah, and, I mean, the numbers showed. I mean, you led the Horizon League in points, and then you led also in rebounds. You know, how special is that to be like, at the top of the Horizon League and just leading in those categories? Just about how much work you put in the offseason grinding away on that?
All right. I mean, like, it feels good to, you know, see that all of your hard work is paying off, you know what I'm saying? But with me, like, it's not really about, you know, points and rebounds. You know, it's all about the W's.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good to see that, you know, like, my game has improved for sure.
What would you say is the main difference between the style of play we see in the NEC and the Horizon League?
Because
we saw St. Francis in the championship game in the NEC, you know, pretty guard heavy, I'd say. And then The Horizon League is pretty big friendly, right?
Yeah, I'll say size. You know, like the bigs here are a little bit bigger, like a little bit more physical. But you know, like I don't feel like it was a huge, you know, difference. Mm-hmm. But the size for sure, probably the size, sure.
Yeah, I mean, the team struggled with another shutdown. It was after New Year's Day when you guys got that win Tracy and John Williams. Mm-hmm. It was the third shutdown. How hard was it just to not be able to be on the court competing against different teams multiple times throughout the year?
You know, like, I mean, it's hard because, you know, like, you work hard every day to play in these games. You know, you work every day to compete with your teammates. And to just, you know, out of nowhere just get a call and say that you're not playing tomorrow, it's kind of like, oh, my God, we got to do this all over again, 10 days, and then come back, get back in shape. You know, like, I might not be playing the same way. So you're thinking about all of that, you know.
Right.
So it's frustrating, but, you know, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, we saw one day, I believe, was it Milwaukee, play one game and then the next game is canceled?
That's what happened.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty crazy and unfortunate. Mm-hmm. What were practices like under with the COVID situation? Was there any change to what it was last season? Was there any needed were you restricted in terms of anything, in terms of play?
Not really. When we came back in the summer, I know that we had to wear the mask while playing and stuff like that. We couldn't do contact for like a little bit, so we were just doing all skill work. We had to use separate balls and stuff. But when practice started, like, it was just like regular practice. But instead, like, we couldn't, like, when it was time to wrap it up, we couldn't be too close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was fine.
Yeah.
So it was like everything was kind of like normal. So it didn't really affect like the way you kind of competed in games.
Right. Yeah, like we were able to use the same balls and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We want to both contribute equally.
Definitely,
you know? Do you want to go? Anything?
Yeah. When did you begin to feel like Robert Morris wasn't really the fit for you, especially like over the past couple of weeks?
Right. You know. Like I said, you know, it's been a frustrating year. A lot played into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was just time just to, you know, go my separate way. I appreciate, you know, everything that Coach Tool has did for me, you know what I'm saying? He's a wonderful person, you know what I'm saying? The whole coaching staff, my teammates, great people. You know, you guys, people in the CAF, you know, everyone is just beautiful here. So I appreciate, you know, just my experience here. But, you know, I felt like it was time for me to go my separate way. So, you know.
Was there any, like, particular moment that really stood out to you in your time here at Robert Morris?
You talking about basketball?
Yeah, or just anything, really.
I mean, there's been a lot of experiences that have been great. You know, I can't really just choose one. But like I said, it would have to be the championship day. You know, the championship game. Like, that was just an amazing everything, you know, like that was my first time winning a championship ever. So it was just amazing, you know. I would never forget that moment for sure.
So you mentioned Coach Tool. What was your relationship like with him throughout the season, and just, you know, you being such a talented player on the team?
Right.
What was it like working with him to try to maximize your game?
You know, it was cool, you know. Coach Tool, you know, like he did whatever he could to help me. You know, and not just Coach Tool, like, it was the whole coaching staff. You know, Coach Chico, me and him worked out every day. Like, I'll text him, Coach Chico, we working at 9 a.m. today, you know, and he's there. So, you know, so they really helped me, you know, and they helped me expand my game for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what was, like, I mean, the team was struggling, but you were putting up impressive numbers. How difficult was that for you to kind of, like, come to grips with, especially with you putting up those types of numbers and not being able to get in the win column?
Right. I mean, it's frustrating, you know. You're putting up those type of numbers because you're just playing hard. Like, you know, I just play hard, you know what I'm saying? So it's just – but it's not like my teammates weren't playing hard, you know. Like, they were – you feel me? So, I mean, it's frustrating, but at the same time, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah. Did you think it was – COVID played a role in that, in not being, like, conditioned as much, or was it just the way the Horizon League in competition?
Like I said, like, a lot of factors have played into it, but COVID was for sure a huge, you know what I'm saying? Like, even just, like, after having COVID, like, you just don't feel the same, you know what I'm saying? And until this, like, still today, like, even when I run sometimes, I still don't feel the same, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's frustrating because you know that had an impact, but, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
What is that like? Like, you said you still feel some of the effects of that. Does that hamper you at all? Are you concerned that, you know, maybe you might not be able to get that strength back up?
Nah, I'm gonna be fine. But I mean, I talked to the doctor because there was one game when I was in the game and it felt like my chest was just closing up. So, you know, I sat on the bench and like after the game, I talked to the doctor and he said it's just something that you just have to give time. Like, there's no real cure for it. It's just over the, you know, like, it's just gonna like get better on its own. So, You know, you just gotta rest and stuff like that.
You said it's time to move on. Can you kind of elaborate on like when you started to feel that, you know, it was time to like move on to like to enter the transfer portal?
I mean, the day I entered the transfer portal, like, that was the day.
Well, because we were a little confused because we saw on your Snapchat story the day before you were posting like we're gonna go get a win, we're gonna go ball out. But then we heard the news and we were all surprised. Why? All what right. happened?
Man, like I said, you know, a lot of factors played a part in it. You know, a lot of frustration. And I felt like it was just best, not just for myself, but for the team, the program, you know, if I removed myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't just for me, you know, but it was just for the program. I felt like it was best that, you know, I just go my separate way for sure.
Did any of that frustration boil over around the time of the Wright State series?
The Wright State series?
When I had to go to the game?
Yeah.
Pause, yeah.
Yes, sir. Around that time, too, for sure.
Yeah. Any special reasons because of that or
because of the
pause?
Nah. That's just personal reasons, yeah.
We saw you post a statement addressing the Colonial Nation when you entered the transfer portal. Is there anything else you want to say to them as you move on?
Are you talking about like the Colonial Nation?
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, you know, like, and I think I stated it in that, you know, that statement. Just like, you know, like, there's great people here, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's wonderful people here that, you know, supported me since day one, you know, besides my teammates and my coaches. But you feel me? Like I appreciate you guys all, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I made a lot of great friends here. I met a lot of great people. And I truly appreciate y'all for that. So, yeah.
So we have a list here, okay? There's probably more of schools that have basically had a bunch of interest in you and want you to come play for them. I'm going to list off some of them.
Right.
Seton Hall, UConn, Tennessee, SEC school, really good. Yeah. Nevada, Washington, TCU, UNLV, San Diego State, amongst another, 15 that we have here?
Yeah.
We have a bunch.
Yeah.
Any schools really catch your eye? What are you looking for when you're trying to pick a new school? Is any of it geological, the coaching staff? What all the factors that play into your decision?
I mean, it's a little bit of everything, you know. Like, this is my third time going through the process, so I kind of got a little bit more experience, so I kind of know what I'm looking for. But as in, you know, school, just, you know, like the location doesn't really matter whether it's East Coast, West Coast. You know, the coaching staff is big, though, you know, just being able to trust them and, you know, and how, you know, like the team plays, a 4-on-1 in, or is it, you know, like, or do they switch 1-4? Like, I got to know that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and just go somewhere where we're going to be able to compete for a championship, you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, get into the tournament, something that every college basketball player wants to do. So,
yeah,
so that's pretty much.
You're getting looked at some higher-level schools, like a sizable step up from what the Horizon League is.
Uh-huh.
What's really the biggest part of your game that you're looking to develop as you move into that bigger role? Or like, are you looking on shooting more, shooting
Absolutely.
The ball more? Or are you
yeah.
looking are you looking to stretch the floor? Are you still looking at that explosive offense down low and dunking?
Well, I'm actually going to keep that still.
He's got to keep dunking.
Like, I'm going to keep the dunking and attacking. Like, I'm never going to start rebounding.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, transition and passing. But what I feel like I really have to, you know, step up in my game is my three-point shot. I feel like next year I'm going to take a lot more threes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. My ball handling, you know, being able to change direction and, you know, and just make a basketball play. So, you know, and also, you know, post up, you know, to get a little bit more physical in there, stronger. Post up, left hook, right hook. So, you know, so that's what I'm going to be working on for sure.
So this extra year of eligibility has really been helped by having the pandemic right now and the NCAA granting it to you.
Absolutely.
What does that mean to you, to be able to have another chance, another run at it, another go to try to be able to win and get to another conference tournament and maybe even more?
I mean, I could call myself lucky, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed to have another, you know, chance to, you know, get to the tournament, you know what I'm saying? And that's really what, like, I really want to do, just get to the tournament and just make a run in the tournament for sure. So it's a blessing to have another year. Sure.
Bigger picture here. Are you looking at this move? Are you looking to go NBA route or overseas? Like, what's your end goal here? What's your major goal coming out of this extra year?
You know, hopefully, you know, I'm able to produce enough and win, you know, and take that leap to the NBA, you know, after next year for sure. For sure.
Who were some of your favorite teammates? Who really inspired you to get better? Who did you really gel with the team to be able to maximize your potential?
You know, I gel with everybody. I won't say favorite teammates, but, you know, I can't really say favorite teammates. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I like them guys. I love them guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all cool. We all gel together. We hang out with each other. So I'll say pretty much everyone, because we in the gym, you know, playing ones, or, you know, we all in the gym, or we playing 2K, you know what I'm saying? So it's pretty much the whole team. Like, we all work out together, so whole team.
I can imagine how competitive those games get.
Yeah.
Man, wow.
Yeah, for sure.
What would you say is your favorite moment in the program, other than just the NEC championship? Just being on campus, does anything stick out? Any special memories, special stories that, you know, the regular person might not know?
Off the court, too? Like, is this off the court or just in the program, like basketball?
Yeah, either or.
I don't know, man. Like, it's been too many. Like, I have no idea. I have no idea. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
You're from the California area.
I'm from California.
Is there any special, like, we've had so much snow, and I know you were in Wyoming for JUCO. Is there anything unique about the snow out here in Pittsburgh that, you know, it's kind of an odd question, I know, but just the weather here, does it annoy you that it's always snowing and wet and cold?
A little bit, but I was in Wyoming for 2 years, so I got used to it. The snow can be a little, like, you know, just annoying sometimes, but I got used to it, so it's fine.
I know Nick hated that question.
No.
Being from Erie, all it does is snow.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ethan?
No, I'm good, yeah.
Final thoughts, AJ, as you're ready to move on from Robert Morris? Are you going to be what's next for you? Will you be on campus for a little bit? Will you move off campus? What's the rest of the semester and just the rest of the next couple of months hold for you?
I haven't thought about that yet. I might be staying on campus just for a little bit longer because I might be taking an on-ground class. So depending on if I take that, you know, like, I might be staying on campus for just a little bit longer, but I'm not sure yet. Yeah.
Is there a specific time frame where you have to have a decision in by?
Well, no, but it's like, I feel like this decision, I have to really take my time on this one, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully I have a decision in by my birthday, May, but it could be earlier. So there's really not like a timetable. Yeah.
When it feels right, you'll know.
Yeah, right, for sure.
It's a pretty good present.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Any final thoughts?
Man. You know, just thank you for everything. You know, you guys, you know, the Colonial Nation, my teammates, my coaches. I appreciate the opportunity, you know. Like I said earlier, I met a lot of great people. You know, I had a great time here, so it was a blessing for sure.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
It was a great time. We really thank you.
Yes, sir, and thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, yep.